Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 15th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, through the example of Samuel, we focus on how to listen to God. Our Bible passage for this week is 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verses 1 to 10. Let's read it together. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel!" "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel!" Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Amen. In today's fast-paced and noisy world, it can be very challenging to find a moment of peace and quiet. We're constantly bombarded with distractions, from the sounds of traffic to the constant notifications on our phones. Amidst all this noise, it's no wonder that many of us struggle to hear from God. We wonder how to listen for God when there is so much going on around us. In our Bible passage this week, we find the story of Samuel, a young boy who served in the temple of the Lord. One night, as Samuel lay down to sleep, he heard a voice calling his name. Thinking it was the priest Eli, Samuel went to him, but Eli told him that he hadn't been called. This happened three times before Eli realized that it was God who was speaking to Samuel. Just like Samuel, we too can hear from God if we create a space for him in our lives. Here are just a few steps to help you know how to listen for God's voice. Firstly, find a quiet place. Amidst the noise and clamour of everyday life, it's important to carve out a quiet place where you can be alone with God. It could be a corner of your room, a peaceful spot in nature, or even just a few moments of solitude in your car. The key is to create an environment that allows you to focus and listen. Secondly, be still and present. Once you've found your quiet place, take a few deep breaths and let go of any distractions or worries. Be fully present in the moment and open yourself up to God's presence. Release the need to control or manipulate the outcome, and simply surrender yourself to his will. Thirdly, listen with an open heart. As you sit in silence, listen attentively for God's voice. It may come as a still, small voice or through just a gentle prompting in your heart. Be open to receiving his guidance, his comfort, or his correction. Often God speaks to us through his word, so have a Bible nearby to read and reflect upon. And finally, practice patience. Listening for God's voice is a process that requires patience. Don't be discouraged if you don't hear anything right away. Keep seeking Him and trust that in His perfect timing, He will speak to you. Remember, God's voice often comes in unexpected ways, so be open to receiving His message. Today, as you learn more about how to listen for God, I encourage you to withdraw from the noise and clamour for just a few minutes and simply be with God. Allow yourself to be still and listen for His voice. In the midst of your busy schedule, find a moment of peace and let God speak to your heart. As you spend time with God thinking through these thoughts today, this question may help you. As you learn how to listen for God, what steps can you take to create a quiet space in your life where you can listen for God's voice? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we open our hearts to His Word.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.